I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh, I gotta turn my cell phone on silent. Ladies and gentlemen, we getting in the holidays,
let's
baby.
Go.
I tried to watch the Holiday, the movie. Have you seen it?
No, what is that?
No, it's not. I mean, I tried. Well, I fell asleep.
Yeah, that
but,
happens.
You know, I have a girlfriend. You two guys are married. Women, I feel like women want to do the more, right?
Depends on what you mean by
okay,
that.
Okay, no, they want to do Christmas.
Yes, yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
My wife is the reason why I like Christmas so much now.
Yeah, I think
she's
rubbed off on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's a women's holiday.
They love it.
Let's not divide up the holidays. But if what are the men's holidays?
Let's not divide it up. But let's divide it up.
We're
really
taking
quick.
July 4th. I feel
for
like.
Sure that was
yeah,
the first
right,
thing.
Yeah,
came
we,
to mind.
Yeah, men. No we doubt. Got July 4th because we need the boat.
Need it.
The grill.
Need it.
The firework. Oh yeah,
need it.
Fireworks.
That's us.
Yeah, that's yeah. We got
warm weather.
Yeah,
if you drink, it's drinking.
Yeah,
we get warm weather.
We get warm weather.
No, we do because girls get like sweaters.
I was gonna say
it's that whole thing of like
I love fall.
Pumpkin spice.
It's like a Trey Kennedy video.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for the leaves. Like one leaf falls and women fell apart. Finally, sweaters.
So we'll give them that.
Yeah,
but we're taking the summer stuff.
We're taking all the other holidays are pretty gender neutral. Well, Easter, that's a women's holiday.
You think so? A lot of pastels.
Yeah,
a lot of pastels. To go that way.
They can finally, what is the one where you can start wearing white?
Labor Day or?
Yeah, Labor Day.
Yeah.
That one, let's see, Thanksgiving.
Labor Day is in the, that's the one in the spring? I always mix up Labor Day and Memorial Day.
Yeah. Let's see, Labor Day is the first one, I think. And then Memorial Day is the end of the summer. One's at the beginning of the summer, one's at the end of the summer.
When is Labor Day?
I think the pool opens on Memorial Day.
Labor Day is September 4th.
Yeah, yeah,
so
Memorial Day weekend is that one. Let's see.
We're taking Memorial Day weekend. That's us.
We got Memorial Day. Yeah, we got Memorial Day weekend.
They can have Labor Day.
Thanksgiving's a toss-up because of football
mm-hmm.
and food. It's a lot of food and a lot of football, but women tend toward family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're taking.
Should we split it?
We'll split it up even. Yeah, split it up even, depending on whose family. Because I don't really have a family thing. Do you got a Christmas thing?
For Christmas, no, we do it by ourselves. Thanksgiving's my like family holiday.
With your family.
Yeah.
And then Christmas is big with her family. Or no, we all do it together.
Yeah, we do Christmas ourselves. We stay away from family during Christmas.
You do?
Yeah, man.
Oh, dang.
We've kind of, it's nothing against family. It's just like, I got to establish that this is our
no,
doing nothing.
You can't say this
time
now because, dude, I know your parents, bro.
You do.
So
that's
I might
right.
be able to, I might have to take their side on
that's
this,
right.
dude. Yeah, dude. You ain't going to go up to Boston.
Good. I just can't let you meet Meggie's parents then. There we go. I got to keep some people for myself so I can even out the numbers.
Fair. Yeah, I said we were doing all this stuff. Like we just do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think like I'm exactly with you where I like the holidays because my girlfriend likes it.
Mm-hmm.
If they were like, hey, no Christmas this year, we're just going to drive through Golden Corral and then like watch football or watch because the NBA does like those five back to back. Like we're going to order pizza and do the NBA. I go, yeah, all right. I got no like that sounds good to me.
All I'm doing, we're queuing up Christmas movies and we're just gonna sit on the couch all day.
Yeah, and what do you do? Presents.
That's the plan. In the morning when we get
you
up.
You do presents, what do you do?
We'll do some Christmas PJs. I got a nice onesie that I almost broke out today.
Oh, I like that.
I want
like
a sweater
that.
Instead.
All right. Well, listen, here's what I'm already anticipating.
Yeah.
Because is the gift situation where you give something fire and the other person gives you something not fire.
That's so uncomfortable.
Have you ever had that?
Yes.
Okay.
Not in my relationship.
I think we're just going to say, hey, listen, we're on different, like, some people love sentimental things. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, dude, just get me some dishwashing detergent. Not that, but like, just get me like, I want, just make me a collage of every, and then somebody's like, what do you give me this collage? This took a month to make.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or somebody's like, hey, I need a new shower curtain. Thank you for this.
That's me. I'm usually like the practical guy. Like
you do.
If you can give me something that fills a void in my life that I needed something for, like that's what I want. I told my parents I wanted a pressure washer. Like what a homeowner. Yeah, dude. What a homeowner thing
yeah,
to
dude,
do.
We get a pressure washer.
But in my relationship, Meggie is the better gift giver.
Better
and
gift giver.
And she's also like year round with it. She doesn't wait for Christmas or anything or birthday. She's just like always giving gifts.
Well, I think that's my, not I make fun of these type of things, but like my love language is gifts.
Yep.
And giving them.
Right.
Yeah, I can take or leave getting a gift, but I gave my little nephew he lives in LA and he loves the Rams.
Nice.
And my sister-in-law goes, he wants a full Rams jersey.
Nice.
Like a full, like he would like pants.
Oh, uniform, the whole thing.
The whole uniform.
Yeah.
Helmet.
It's expensive.
He had the jersey, pads, wristbands, and gloves.
Nice.
And my brother keeps texting me. He's like, who's going to like take me to the game? Like he thinks he's on the team. And I'm like, this is incredible.
Like, hey, I got to be at the stadium at 10.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
He's like, dude, I got like after church, like who's going to take me? To
what
the
a
game?
Guy.
He's like, I'm on the team.
How old is he?
Like 4.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable, dude.
That's the best, dude.
You can't have better than that.
What's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
Oh, man. The worst. Well, yeah, I think I've made a video about like uncomfortable. Like you're like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, like
an avocado. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, if it's from like a kid,
yeah.
You're like, oh, thanks. Like you drew me a photo. You're like, you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
But I guess it's always like the Christmas vacation like situation where you thought it was, and he got him like some jam and crackers or whatever it is. What did he get him?
I don't know. I don't even
You thought
remember.
It was going to be on.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, you thought I'm getting a car.
Yeah.
And then you get like a TV.
Yeah.
And you're like, huge letdown because you hyped it up.
Yes.
That's where you could go wrong.
The worst receiving wise too is when somebody, you can tell by somebody's like, they're spectating you opening it. They're watching and they're so excited because they think they nailed it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, thank you so much.
Well, everybody comes to the meet and greet at my shows and traditionally brings gifts. Like they bring, and they go, I go, do you want me to open this here?
Yeah.
Or like take it back to like the bus and like open it with my buddies. And I like, if it's something cool, I'll take an Instagram photo of it or send it or something like, thanks to whoever sent this.
Yep.
But I go, and there's like other people in the line. I go, oh, you want me to open it right here?
Yeah.
Because that's part of the gift giving experience.
I hate that part.
Oh,
I'd rather open in private.
I would rather receive in private.
Yeah. 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 That's the title.
Well, receiving in private. Well, Tim Hawkins, who's a comedian buddy of mine.
Yeah.
We were talking about, he's been doing stand up for so long and he's like, you know, something changed in my career as I got older. He goes, it stopped being about getting laughs and started being about giving laughs. And that's kind of like a hokey thing to say.
That's profound.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It's like when you're at the beginning, like you are trying to prove yourself. You are trying to make sure Hollywood knows you're legit. You're trying to get, you're insecure. Mm-hmm. You're trying to write, you're like, I need to get a standing ovation. I need to get applause breaks. I need to get like, make sure the lighting, the sound, everything is correct. And he's like, dude, I've been doing this for so long, and you see so many people come to the show, and they're just like, "Dude, I'm going through a divorce. I'm going through a medical situation. I'm going through depression, and your show like lifted my spirits."
Yeah,
and he's like, "That's really all I'm here for." I mean, he's making bags, of course, but like, yeah, double bags,
couple
like,
bags,
legit bags. But he's like,
bags of bags,
yeah, bags on bags, Crystalia style. But he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't. If you have to leave it, where were we the other day? In West Palm Beach, we went down to see those boats, those big, the yachts.
Nice.
Like West, the huge.
Yeah.
And you're like the king of the yacht harbor or whatever until a guy with a bigger one comes.
Right.
And my point was like, dude, I don't think he can take this with you.
Yeah.
I don't think he can take these with you.
Yeah.
Like they are nice. The helicopter pad on the top is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can take it.
You can't even take it home.
Yeah, can't even take it. Yeah,
it stays in the bay.
Like, yeah, and you got 10 guys working full time. Yeah, so it's just expensive.
Yeah, dude.
I can't think.
Did you have any like Christmas traditions growing up in your family?
Yeah, we had a talent show.
No way.
Yeah, we have a talent show.
Well, you had so many people.
Yeah, we have a talent show before gifts. We have a talent show. So everybody has to. Every cousin has to come with before you could get there. Is like a talent show. You got to do something. Go up, stand up on the mantle. You got to stand up on the mantle in the fireplace.
Yeah.
And not stand on the mantle.
Not the mantle, the hearth.
Yeah, sorry, the hearth. Yes, yeah. And stand up on the fireplace.
On the mantle, like that.
I mean,
it was
started easy, man. You start, it's, you know, spell some words, you know, because we were homeschooled. Get up there and you know, you spell off some words.
some four or five letters.
That sounds like a
start stringing like them letters together.
I feel
together,
like I sound like Theo. They're like, no, you
that
don't.
Was a little bit yeah. Theo. Yeah.
I was like, you know, you would just get out there and spell some words, bro. That does say, yeah. No. Yeah, we love that. Sounds like something Theo. That's a real thing.
Wow.
My cousin Jesse had to have like he did like sometimes a magic trick.
Nice.
My cousin Micah played the trumpet. My cousin Michaela would do some tap dancing.
Yep.
I remember my sister memorized some Bible verses.
Sweet.
Yeah, we were out there. My brother started playing guitar.
Nice.
And then I wrote this story in my book about how we're a very like performance based family.
Yeah.
Like everybody in my family is like, needs attention. I don't
sure.
know.
Nice.
No, me leading though. Me yeah, leading by sure. the way, because my yeah. family listens to this podcast probably. They probably don't. But yeah. Look at what I do for a living.
Sure.
And I do it five nights a week. And then I was like, you know what? Let's start a pod.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Led by me.
Oh, more of my face.
Led by
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, my favorite hour of the week is this.
Nice.
Yeah.
What what was your like? What were your talents as a kid?
Let's see. I started piano.
Okay.
Started piano. I remember that being kind of that was my closer.
Nice.
Piano was always the closer because I had piano lessons because you couldn't really do anything sports related. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could spin a basketball.
Sure.
I'd probably dribble it through my legs. I mean, it was very, very informal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not
it's
like
fun
yeah.
though. I love that.
I'd dribble between my legs, you know, spin a basketball, dribble it around my, you know, you can't really bring a baseball in there and hit that. It's got to be a presentable talent.
Yep.
But then it turned into, and I was like in college, I started writing. I was like a journalist. I started writing for these like sports, not like Sports Illustrated, but like local.
Like local publications.
Yeah. And I was like, I would do a summary of like the Florida State game down in the, on the flats. And I was like trying to act like I was, so then I would read my articles.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I started to like be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then I was like the closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the closer of the talent show.
Let's get through everybody to get, just, we got to get to John. Hey, yeah.
It sounds like of all these cousins, it sounds like we might have someone with a real talent now.
Yeah.
this guy might have one. This guy might be on to something.
You owe everything to those talent shows, basically.
But I did. That's where
saying.
I started.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't, comedy's tough in a way. Like we did, what's her name? What's, you know, Thomas Rhett, not to flex, but
yeah.
Thomas Rhett's like wife was like, hey, come do like we see your videos. We like your videos. Come do that at my sister's like birthday party.
Nice.
What my point is, I go, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like you can't do that's like a crowd that has anticipated me coming for a year. I've come to their city. Everybody's dressed up, excited. Like I know you see the videos and they're like, hey, do that in my living room without a microphone,
right.
with a bunch of women, I think, sitting on couches
yeah.
that may or may not know who I am. And I'm going to be like, what's the deal with Spirit Airlines? Yeah. Like, it's going to go bad.
Did you ever do...
It's going to go bad.
Did you have to do shows like... Did you have to do events like
thousands,
that to learn
dude.
That?
Thousands. No, oh but no, gosh, not to learn man. It. I already
yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But I needed money.
Yeah.
I did a kid's... a karate birthday party. He had a karate themed birthday party and I was the guy. And like it,
oh my gosh,
but like
dude.
The mom, again, it goes to a situation where like the mom like loved my comedy.
Right.
And they're like, we're having an event. And that happens with corporate events a ton.
Yeah.
So a corporate event is like, hey, IBM is having their Christmas party. The boss, the CEO thinks you're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're based in Phoenix? I'll tell you what, I'm coming to Phoenix in March. You come to that.
Yeah, postpone the party and just buy the tickets.
Yeah, this is
bring everybody to that.
Yeah, bring everybody to that. And then that's going to go way better versus like, and our next, we have a what? Like,
close your notebooks.
But even, I mean, yeah, like Brian Regan has told stories about how they're hell.
Mm-hmm.
Those shows are hell because you got to, they give you, we'll pay you a certain amount of money and you have an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be, hey, I'm in this 10 minutes. This is not going good. We all know it. y'all just, we're going to open the bar back up. Y'all just go chill and talk amongst yourself. And then we'll do the awards in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
You got to fill it.
You got to complete the time.
Yeah.
And music, even music, if it's not going good, you can kind of mill around in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of just chill and not really engage with it.
Right.
If it's like your favorite band, you can be in. If you're not, you're like, ah, what's the deal? Like, how are sales looking like for a Q1 or whatever? You can talk. Comedy, you need to be dialed.
And there's quiet pauses, too.
I got anxiety thinking
about it. You uncomfortable?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I remember one time. I can't remember where it was. I think it was like 2008, 2009, 2010 or something when the economy was like bad. I remember because comedy like lifts people's spirits and is like a fun, like instead of having, you know, a band sing Christmas carols, a CEO is like, we're going to get a comic. So I remember him going, I was like, thank you so much. This year has been, it's been tough. Unfortunately, no bonuses this year. We can't give anybody bonuses just because, but I did hire a comedian. I'm like, dude, I got to be out there like, hey, what's up, everybody? I can. They're like, who? What?
Hey, I got your bonuses.
I got your bonuses.
They're in the bag.
I got them, dude. Thank you, everybody. Speaking of Christmas, bro.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Woo.
The company that might have saved Christmas.
Yeah.
Might have saved Christmas, saved the pot. Didn't save the pot. We were doing great. But
didn't hurt.
Yeah, didn't hurt. By the way, a lot of podcasts take the holidays off.
Yeah.
Not us.
No.
We don't take holidays off.
Real blue collar pod over here.
We're blue collar. We're the pod of the people.
That's right.
Yeah. Everybody else, we're taking some time off. We're going to do a best of. Not us. Mm. We're doubling our... No, we're not doing that.
it's like, oh, we are.
What is this one come out the Thursday?
22nd.
20 seconds on the way down to Christmas, yep. Grandpa and Grandma's house, listen to this one. And then when you're on the way home, we got you too.
That's right.
We're going to come on the way back.
See you on the other side.
Let's go, babe. Manscaped, though. Unbelievable products. We have them. We all three have them. I don't know if Andrew has them. He didn't get them.
I don't think he has one.
Yeah, I can tell because he's not scaped up.
You can tell. You can just tell by the way he carries himself.
Yeah. I don't know why he's doing the podcast shirtless. It's weird, but yeah.
But that's how we can tell.
I got the full package. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
You got a trimmer, and then you got the I got a nose hair trimmer. I trimmed up the hair on my toes.
Nice.
Got that taken care
of.
That's
big.
Armpits.
Yep.
You ever been to like the pool and you have the armpits guy?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
Are you saying too much or shaved?
Too much.
Yeah.
I don't think, shaved is not the move.
Right.
That's why
are two extremes. Yeah, that's a spectrum.
Either one of them is not okay.
Right.
Is anyone addressing this with men?
I don't think so.
Girls talk about this all the time.
This is really important.
Amongst them. No, yeah. I'm not, I was going to pause the ad, but this, like you can't.
This is the ad.
This is the ad.
Yeah.
No one likes a hairless man, and no one likes the most hair man.
The most. A bear.
Yeah, that's
a literal bear.
Yeah, that's why that's what Manscaped is.
Yeah.
Scape to your choice, dude.
They get you right in the middle, somewhere in the middle of that spectrum.
They have adjustments.
Yes.
And everybody's different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get into all the specifics, but net positive, use that promo code for free shipping, 20% off. I bet if you order now, they get it before Christmas.
I would bet.
What is it? Put them overnight on there.
I think
so. That's what they meant. We can't guarantee that.
No.
But I bet that if you go on to get your Manscaped up for Christmas, he's headed into the new year. You're like, let me get him some socks. Let me get him a button up. No.
He doesn't want that.
He doesn't want it.
He wants this.
He wants to be scaped, bro. Top to bottom. Ladies, I'm going to tell you this. If your man starts scaping, he's going to get attention from other women. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want that, but it's going to raise the profile of your band.
Definitely. Raises your property value.
Yes, raises the ROI.
Yes.
The ROI on this is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exponential gains.
Yeah. Net positive at manscaped.com is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code net positive. You see me, I'm going to say, my buddy, we're having a Christmas party, and he said... You know what? He just built a house, and it's next week. He goes, I'm gonna try to have the hot tub ready.
Ooh, well.
And you know, I go, Well, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Right.
I'm scaped, bro.
You don't have to get ready.
I got
to
do nothing,
if you stay
bro.
Ready.
Stay ready.
And that's what Manscaped helps you do.
Stay ready. You're like, oh, we're getting in the hot tub? I'm good.
That's fine.
I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Year-round hot tub season.
Yes.
Come get it.
Scaped.
20% off free shipping. Use the code netpositive at manscaped.com.
Hey, speaking of other holiday cheer.
Yes.
We're doing it. We're doing a contest on my social media because one of my sister-in-law's friends said, you know what, her friend wanted on number one on her Christmas list mm-hmm. was John Chris tickets.
Ooh.
And I go, well, obviously, right. Yeah, I can go into the whatever the date is and add them to the comp list.
Right.
We had a bunch of comps in every city. I go, but listen, how are we going to present it?
Right.
Because you can't just say, hey, John's going to put you on the comp list.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, we made like these tickets, like these like admit one, like they're gold. They look dope.
We're like gonna Willy Wonka type?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. We're going to put them in a Dropbox so people can download them this week.
Cool.
But I go, we're going to do a contest or whoever gives the best presentation of a gift, we're going to add tickets to their tickets they already have.
Oh, wow.
Or upgrade them to a meet and greet.
Have you done anything like this before?
No.
That's crazy.
But like, I got what we're going to do. She doesn't listen to this podcast. She might listen to it, but I'll just tell you. So
you're going to spoil it right now?
No, she's not going to listen to it. Okay. My assistant got a briefcase. I go, well, get a briefcase off Amazon, like a silver one with clasps. Like all
like
the,
that you like, would put money in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Mission Impossible
nice.
Type briefcase.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put the two tickets in there. On little like these little like platforms that are like glued, and then we're gonna fill it with dry ice.
Nice, dude. That's yeah. sick.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And then she's gonna open. It's gonna be like, and it's gonna be like John Chris. Like, that's unbelievable, crazy. Dude. I'm all about the presentation.
I love that. So you're setting the bar high.
Yeah, but yeah, but she's a super fan.
Yeah.
So it's not like oh this must be oh we're like oh John who's John Chris
right
yeah that'd be yeah the people but there's so many people buying tickets to my shows. I got the presentation is the best part.
Yeah.
Somebody got like a pillow with the girl that came to the show and we had we took a photo together, the meet and greet. They made a pillow out of it and then like presented that with the tickets. I was nice. Like, that's unbelievable.
That's good.
And you can make it on a mug or yeah. like something easy. You get the tour dates?
Yes.
We are coming, by the way, in January to Huntsville, Alabama. That one still has tickets left. In February, Bowling Green, Kentucky sold out. Cincinnati added a second show. So, for the first time in my entire career, my agent called the other day and said, Cincinnati, we're adding a third show.
Whoa.
I've never had a third show in my whole life.
That's crazy.
A third show is huge.
Is that a whole nother night or is that the same night?
Another night.
Wow.
We're staying another night.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Cincinnati.
Let's go, Cincy.
Saginaw, Michigan, Indianapolis, Shipshawana, Indiana, Grand Rapids, and March. Albuquerque, El Paso, Midland, Shreveport, Fort Worth, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then April, May, June, we're going all the way all through Georgia. Let's see, Missouri, North Carolina, Iowa. And then we're coming out to California and the West Coast, Salt Lake City, Denver, Colorado Springs, Grand Junction. We're going everywhere, dude.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we out here.
Everywhere.
And we should tell that about the moving the pod.
Yeah, quick reminder. Two more weeks and we are moving full episodes of the video over onto the new the Net Positive Clips channel. That'll become the official channel.
Subscribe over
there. Go subscribe to that first episode over there. Will be January 5th. There's going to be clips over there and everything right now. So get over there.
Get over. Yeah. And we'll make an announcement on my YouTube. But I always say that, like, hey, I'll make an announcement on my Instagram. I'm like, dude, the algorithms don't work like that.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't see your announcements.
Right.
I go, dude, I'll be like, I'm running for president. And then I go to a family reunion. You're like, so what are you up to? I'm like, you didn't see my announcement?
You don't have post notifications on? What?
I wonder how Christmas would be different if you didn't follow anyone in your family.
Ooh, I mean, you'd be genuinely catching up, which is kind of cool.
And you'd be like, what's up?
Yeah. Like, dang, man, it's been a year.
It's been a year. Would that be better or worse? I guess that part would be way better.
I think so.
But over the course of the year, value add, would probably be...
Yeah, one interaction per family member. That's...
If I showed up to my brother, I mean, you wouldn't have seen his kids
right.
in a year. Like, that kid's big. That's, I guess, what our parents' friends used to do.
Yeah.
I remember you when you were, yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
That's like when
you see him grow in real time.
I think I'd like that because I don't like when I'm in too much communication with somebody.
Too much, yeah.
Then we get together and it's like, all right, well, we really don't have much to talk about.
What do you think? Yeah, you're like, I don't know, what's up, dude? You want to watch the game?
Yeah.
What do you think my interaction should be? Obviously, the biggest thing I did this year, I released a special in March or something, but I put out a book.
Yes.
And my mom goes, well, are you like giving it to everybody? I go, no, dude, I'm not. Merry Christmas. Here's my book.
Yeah.
I already ask y'all to interact with me way too much.
Yeah.
Like, is that
hey, learn more about me this Christmas season. Here I am.
And stories that I probably embellished about you as a child.
In my own words, about me.
They're like, none of this happened.
Yeah.
I go, she goes, what are you doing with the book? Are we like, should I, my mom goes, should I like buy it? I go, I don't know. I'd give you one.
Yeah.
I'll give you. She's like, one of my friends want some for Christmas. I go, that's fine.
Mom read it. She loved it.
Yeah. I'll sign it and send it to you. I'm not giving it.
Yeah.
Or I'll give it to you. I'll bring some and I'll leave them in the car.
There you go.
And if you want one.
They're on hand.
I'm not be like, hey, everybody gather around the fireplace. John has wrapped 27 books with his face on it.
Just the same little rectangular package.
I wonder what this is.
Yeah.
John's book. Dang
hey, check
it.
Your stockings.
Yeah. I go, like, are you going to give one to all my siblings? I go, I don't think so. I mean, am I?
Do you want one like that? I think that's it.
It's like,
if you ask me for one, yes, of course, I'll give you one.
It's like someone with their album, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Like, here's a vinyl of me. Or like,
put me in your ears this holiday season. Sound, here you go.
Yeah, I'll give you an update on the way home.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. I wouldn't choose to give mine to people if I had a book. But if they asked, I'm absolutely.
Well,
I went.
I went through the whole book and noted like people that were like influential.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, hey, because people have sent me books that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I remember John Acuff wrote a book, and he was like, you have a section. Like, here's the section.
Nice.
And I was like a sticky note in there. So I wrote, hey, I talked about you on page 124.
Nice.
Hope you're doing well. And these are people I still obviously talk to. But if I talked to them like badly, I didn't send it.
You're not going to point out the page? Hey, if you were looking for the part to be offended at, it's this page. 224, I kind of went in. Yeah. Sorry.
Let's get into the news. We got anything?
Yeah.
No, we got a lot.
Well, let's stick with some Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about the... Dang it, I wish Lydia was here to talk about this, but it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
About the, well documented, I think, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
In the past, 5 years it's been canceled?
Yep.
Okay, Baby It's Cold Outside is, I would put, what tier of Christmas Carol would you put that?
In terms of like...
Like third tier?
Relevance?
In terms of like...
or like quality song.
Mariah...
Oh,
is top
well,
tier,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. What are the Silent Night?
Silent Night.
Like those are the big, like the big ones.
Yeah.
Joy to the World.
Yeah.
Joy to the World, Mariah Carey, top tier.
Yeah.
Then you bounce down to like Rudolph, Santa Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma, yeah.
Christmas Shoes, obviously, is number one. I
right.
forgot about that.
Okay,
I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Dude,
to
I hate that
to
song.
The goat, Mark Lowry. Yeah, it's
I
not
hate
a good song. It's not a good song. What is it? The kid is trying to buy shoes for his mom.
Yeah, his mom.
He doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he said, I'm going to buy these shoes.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
I think he buys the shoes for the kid or something. And the kid has the shoes for his mom.
And then everybody wins.
Well, except the mom and the kid. I mean, she passes. Right?
Oh, she does?
The shoes don't save her life, do they? Is that the magic of Christmas?
Is she in the hospital?
Yeah, I thought she was sick. Christmas
you might be
shoes.
Right. Christmas, I'm gonna buy. My mom doesn't have much time to live anymore, or something like that. That's not the lyrics. And my mom doesn't have much time to go. That's not the words.
No.
All right. What is it?
How yeah. Because he wants her to look beautiful if she meets Jesus tonight.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Gosh.
That's it.
That's like a hint, but it's not that much of a hint.
She going. Tonight, he says straight up.
Tonight,
if she meets Jesus. Tonight.
All right. Then how does the song wrap up?
That's kind of it. Like it just kind of they fade out,
hey,
and so
dude,
does she.
That's a tough. That's tough to go to the store like, hey, I want to buy these shoes. You don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. And he sends the kid home with no shoes. I'm not kidding. It's Christmas, dude.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Let's get back to the music.
Christmas.
Let's bring it back.
All right. So, yeah, let's get about. Yeah. Look at that. I got more jokes outside in my head that I'm not going to do because it's Christmas. But that could be the theme of I'm not going to do these jokes because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the season of giving because I got more things to discuss. All right. So, baby, it's cold outside.
Yep.
It's a third tier to begin with.
I would agree. C-list carol.
Yes. Okay.
Nice.
So, baby, it's cold outside. I would say, quote, come under fire, but no one has put it under fire except like for that. People that are trying to make it under fire.
Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah. Back in the news again.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that guy's? What's his name? Tom Cotter. An unbelievable bit
about
Tom Cotter is an unbelievable bit on. It's comparing. He's like, we tried to cancel this song, but the most popular song of last year was WAP.
Cardi.
This does not make any sense.
It's okay. Some consistency.
Yeah. Nice. It's unbelievable. Look it up. Tom Cotter. It's an incredible bit. Okay. Maybe it's cold outside. It's been canceled, right?
Yes. This was made in 1944, by the way.
1944, right after we got out of the Great Depression.
That's right.
The war.
The war.
And what are the, let's call attention to the cancelable lines. Baby, I'm cold outside. My father will be pacing on the floor. My mother will start to worry. Say what's in this drink. The neighbors might think, say what's in this drink. Yeah. That's the cancelable line, right?
That one, and then she starts saying like, I ought to say no. And then he's like,
mind if I move closer? At least I'm going to say that I tried. Okay. So listen, there's three men in the studio here.
There are.
I'm just passing this along from a woman. Mm. She said, say what's in this drink? Like, you say that when you're flirting. Like, if you didn't trust that you thought a guy was going to roofie you, mm-hmm. you wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You would leave.
Yeah.
That's like a, I'm too drunk. I might not. Like, that's a flirtatious lie. Mm-hmm. According to the women that I've polled about this song.
Okay.
I speak with no authority here.
Speaking for all women here.
So that's like, she's like, that's like a flirtatious line.
The rest of it is as well. Like the whole tone of the song is it's flirty. Yeah. Come on, stay.
I got to go.
And what do the neighbors think? Yeah. Come on.
Like if they had a mysterious third verse that we didn't know about, they were like, I'm going to lock you in here. We're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Whoa. Or like
the deleted scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, why didn't we never heard about this part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, literally,
I'm gonna go to the garage real quick.
It's a very innocuous song, but once they spot something that they don't like, and the left likes to cancel, but that I've proven that to be untrue.
Everybody likes to cancel. Yes, for sure.
And the right and Christians say we are against cancel culture. We do it the most.
Yeah.
There's no side, whether it's religious or political or geographical or progress or traditional, that says the other side likes to cancel.
Right.
That's everybody.
Yep.
That's like so-and-so likes fried chicken. Everybody does.
Yep.
Everybody loves canceling. The left would like to cancel Merry Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And the right would like to cancel Balenciaga or
I think everybody wants to cancel Balenciaga right now.
But the right wants to cancel American Girl because they have the American Girl. There's some controversy about how they are
great.
Something about transgender. Something. Cool. Anyway, everyone loves canceling.
Yes.
So
it's a sport. You could argue it's an American pastime at this point.
It is. It's going to be the Olympics next year.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be interesting.
Cancel
just
Olympics.
See how many names.
You're like, dude, I could figure out a way to cancel. I mean, I did the 12 Days of Christmas, mm-hmm. that video, and I canceled every one of them.
Yeah.
I was like,
got him.
Yeah, I got him. Yeah. All right. So
the song is flirty.
The song is flirtatious.
That line is questionable.
Okay, there's one line that's questionable, and then Leave it to Hollywood and annoying John Legend's not a terrible artist. John Legend's a great artist.
He is.
But this is John Legend's miracle. You know that song?
Miracle.
Like Heal the World. They all those celebrities sang.
Oh, yeah. What's that song? We Are the World.
Yeah, yeah. Not Miracle. Yeah. When the celebrities are like, we're going to solve like the pandemic and they all got together.
Oh,
remember that? It was Miracle.
No, it was. Oh,
something horrible.
Gal Gadot did it.
Yeah, please look it up.
Imagine.
Imagine. Imagine. Yeah, I said Miracle. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Imagine. Oh. Oh, man. That's just tough.
Yeah.
What was it? Imagine all
the people.
And it was all of them singing
they
about.
They all sang like a line.
And they were, what was it? What was it for?
They were just COVID? Trying to unite us all.
About COVID?
Yeah. During COVID, just uniting us all.
Oh, and everybody.
What do you mean, dude? You didn't love thy neighbor more after you saw that? That's crazy, dude. How outrageous, goes, bro.
Like the where was it? The one that, remember, who's the girl says, Vladimir Putin, if I was your mother. Remember that? Did we talk about that?
Oh, here? I don't know if we talked about that.
That
here.
Was unreal. I think other people on other
we did talk
podcast,
about that.
It's like when celebrities get a feeling and they're like, they're so.
That was Annalyn McCord.
Yeah, like, oh, Putin, if I was your mother. That's just unreal.
If I was your mother. She's an actress.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a great actress.
Putin, if I was your mother, I would have kissed you when you got home from school or something. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this is, in essence, this.
So,
by the way, this song is, when did the song come out?
The original?
No, the new one. Because it's been out.
This new one, I believe, is 2019, I thought.
Okay, so it's been out for a couple of years and no one knows about it. So it's a major L.
Tough.
An absolute L.
Very tough.
See when this song came out? Yeah. Absolute L for the new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
This was in 2018.
2018. Okay, so 2018 Christmas, 2019 Christmas,
yep.
2022 Christmas. This is its fifth Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going well for Baby, It's Cold Outside by John Legend.
Well, if you catch some of the lyrics, you're not going to be surprised.
Yeah, featuring Kelly Clarkson, I like both.
I do as well.
I enjoy both of their art.
Yes.
So I would say if people said about me, I like John Chris, I like some of those videos, this was not it.
Mm-hmm.
I would respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to do the same. I like Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
I like her show.
Yep.
I would like to be on her show.
Yeah.
So let's just say that. I didn't know Kelly Clarkson was in it until right now.
Same, Kelly. I'd love to be on your show.
And John Legend. Yeah, John Legend is great on The Voice. Isn't he on The Voice?
I don't know if he's on the Voice.
John Legend had some great songs. Anyway, okay.
some of the lyrics that they've changed are, first of all, they didn't just change the questionable lyric.
Okay.
They changed other lyrics that are really not questionable. Like, for instance.
Oh, they're like, canceled the wrong ones.
Yeah, like, just revised it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, my mother will start to worry.
Okay.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
She said.
That's the line.
Oh, I thought it was going to be my mother. She's like, and then it's birthing humans or something. You can't call someone a mother. Right?
What are interesting.
They? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Wait, what is it called? Birthing human, right?
I don't know.
She's like, this is that you can't call them. Yeah. All
but right. So they change it to, so really, I'd better scurry.
Okay.
Your driver, his name is Murray.
What? Okay. Like, really? Your driver, his name is Murray.
Like, what?
Who cares?
I know.
They were what?
He's my driver.
He's like, hey, and your car outside is a V8. That doesn't go with the song.
I like to think he's like,
wait,
he
what?
Called her the Uber and he's reading it off his phone. Like, he's like, your driver, his name's Murray.
Yeah, then maybe you can act it out. Maybe you want to see the music video.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, unnecessary information.
Yeah. And so they change. So then, like, what's
oh,
this?
No, here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to cut you off, but maybe just a half a drink more. We're both adults. Who's keeping score?
Who's keeping score?
We're both
consenting
adults. You're like, everyone's like, what is going on here?
We both have agency over our own decisions.
Why don't you just put that in the next line? We both have agency over our own decisions. That's hilarious. This is like, let's we should cancel this one and make it even more woke.
Go further with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, because then they go, instead of say, what's in this drink, they say, what will my friends think?
Okay.
And then,
if I have one more drink.
It's your body, your choice.
No.
Dude.
If I have one more drink, it's your body, your choice.
Yeah.
Dude.
So the pairing is, what will my friends think? John Legend says, I think they would rejoice. She says, if I have one more drink, he says, it's your body and your choice.
Dude.
Roe v. Wade.
You're like, what? She said she was pro-choice. What?
We got to protect Ukraine.
And we will take the sleigh into a protest and rob this iPhone store. What?
And then they at the end of it. Go ahead.
I'm just going to tell, like, hey, fellas, ladies, if you're ever in a romantic situation, if things, you're going out to dinner, you have a couple drinks, you're on the way back to the house, we're going to hang out, see what happens. If the phrase, your body, your choice, comes up, the night's over.
Red flag.
The night's over. The night is over.
Yeah.
If it's like, hey, my body, my choice, gone.
Yeah.
It's if that ever is introduced, it's over.
That's not a line.
That's not if that no dude. No, all right, he said wait.
So then they flip it. They actually like throw the entire concept of the song out.
Okay.
He stops even trying to get her to stay.
Oh, you really know how your
she
eyes,
says okay. Like, I ought to say no, sir. And he says, then you really ought to go. Like
she says she wants to stay. You misinterpreted that. When the girl says,
I shouldn't stay.
If a girl says, oh, if I take off this jacket, it's going to be super. That means help her take her jacket off, dude. That you're misunderstanding. If she says, oh, no, I really should go. You're saying, I hope the guy says, no, stay. I mean, what planet do we live? Dude, have you ever been in a romantic situation?
No.
Ever?
No.
Hey, no, I should
the
really.
People making these rules have not.
I have never. Yeah. Hey, I should probably go. Good, I'll call you an Uber.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, I thought I really should go. I call you.
Okay.
Murray's coming.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, it ends. The final line of that verse is, she says, at least I'm going to say that I tried. So she's getting shut down. And
he
closes with, well, Murray just pulled up outside. So.
Oh, Murray.
So they literally, like, he's kicking her out.
Hold on. I ought to say no, sir, in quotes.
Yeah.
Then you really ought to go.
That's John Legend.
No, I should go. But at least I'm going to say that I tried. So she's saying,
I
hey, this girl is never going to recover from this. Guys can get turned down and kind of shake it off and get back out there. This girl's never recovered.
This is very inconsiderate to her self-esteem.
Very inconsiderate to her mental health.
Yes.
Very inconsiderate to her image about
extremely,
herself, her body, her worth,
yes.
All of that. Because it's Christmas,
and
dude.
I'd like to also raise another point.
Go.
What do we know about this Murray character?
What do we know about Murray, dude?
You gotta put her in a car with a stranger?
Thank you. What if Murray's like, I don't want to be involved in this song. He didn't consent to being in the song. Murray didn't consent.
Verse 2 is actually all Murray. He's like, welcome to the car. There's some poisoned mints in the console.
Murray did not consent. What happened? I don't know. I put her in an Uber with a Murray and I never heard from her again. That's like that Chris Jansen song. You know that Chris Jansen song? Take a drunk girl home.
No, I don't know that one.
It's like, he's like take a drunk girl home. Take her. It's like, instead of putting her in an Uber, he's like, I'm going to take her home. And then he's like, you like tuck her into bed and leave your phone number on. I was like, dude, you're tucking a drunk girl into, you don't know her. You're a stranger.
Yeah.
You don't know her. You're tucking her into bed and she's going to wake up with your number.
Yeah.
On the nightstand.
Doesn't remember anything.
No,
but
don't
she
do
knows
that.
She can call you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No, do none of this. Do none of this. What's the third verse? Does it go anywhere?
Murray is featured in the third verse.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
I simply should go, text me when you're home. I get that.
Safe.
Yeah,
love it.
Safe.
I do that all the time.
Safe. Love
yep.
it.
Text me when you get home. Love you. Yeah. Bye.
I'm supposed to say no. I guess that's respectable.
Dude, like what?
This is horrific, dude.
This is the most cringe conversation.
It's two bots talking to each other.
This is just AI.
It's two AI, like gender neutral bots talking to each other. I calculate that this is not a situation for me. Okay, I will send you on your way. My brother will be there at the door. What? Hold on. This welcome has been, I'm lucky that you dropped in. It's so nice and warm, but you better go before it storms. My sister will be suspicious. Well, gosh, your lips look delicious. Well, my brother will be there at the door. Oh, he loves music, baby, I'm sure. My brother will be there at the door. Where?
I think, like, when she gets home.
My gossipy neighbor is vicious. but maybe just a cigarette. Oh, we're having cigarettes.
So we're okay with cigarettes.
We're having cigarettes.
Yeah. Big Tobacco cut the check for this song.
22.
Come on.
We're having cigarettes and we're sending a woman out alone in the snow.
Do better.
And I'm going to have a cigarette. Do better.
And he answers, oh, that's something we should probably explore.
But maybe just one cigarette.
Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't smoke cigarettes. I never have.
Yeah.
But Christmas would be the time to do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've smoked one cigarette in my life.
Really? How was it?
Two cigarettes in my life. Terrible. It was terrible.
I thought girls, when I was in church, these girls that smoked, her name was Crystal. Mm. One girl's name was Star.
The two girls I would pick out
and
of the lineup.
Smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I thought they were so cool, dude. I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It is cool.
Outside, in the snow.
Dude, it's cool.
In the snow, but no wind.
Mm.
That's the time to do. Nice. Dude, I gotta take a cigarette.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, big cigarettes are in on this song.
Yep. Big Tobacco,
because they paid them.
They did. Oh, for sure. They're like, you can't,
because they didn't make any money in royalties.
Right.
Then, like, we know we're not gonna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gotta get home. Oh, baby, I'm well aware.
Oh, I know.
Say, lend me a coat.
I've been trying to kick you out for 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm well aware.
I'm well aware. No.
You've been really grand. I felt it when I touched your hands.
But he's sending mixed signals here.
Very mixed signals. Hey, you know, they always say, ladies, how do you know if a guy's interested in you? If he is, you'll know. If not, you'll be confused.
Mm, nice. That's what this song is.
Yeah. That is this song.
Yep.
Very confusing. At least there'll be plenty implied. Oh,
she and
let them
she
mind their business. And
she
go.
Finds it too. Like, she finds the confusion. Like, she goes, but don't you see? And he says, I want you to stay. It's not up to me.
This is horrible.
It's like,
dude.
John, you're sending, John Legend, yeah, you're sending mixed messages.
Tell me what you want.
This, like, is hard.
Any woman, let me speak on behalf of all women.
Do it, please.
This is when
someone has to.
They need a guy, in all interactions with women, they need a man that's going to be like, hey,
yes,
here's what we're doing.
A man to explain it is what you're saying.
Here's what we're doing. Is there a term for that? I don't know.
We should make one.
Someone should come up with one.
Yeah.
But like,
male explain.
Male explanations.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I wonder if he could combine those words in any way. This is not, a woman does not want this.
Dude, this is so confusing.
A woman does not want any of this. The woman was like, hey, how about we do this? I'm going to take you to dinner. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to cover it. They're in Ubers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, why is he not driving her home?
Yeah. Well, they've been drinking.
Oh, so he's at his house.
Mm-hmm.
So that he didn't think this through. Come back to my house. I checked the weather. It's starting to snow.
Yes.
A lot.
Right.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of Ubers here.
It's coming down out there.
It's coming down out there, but yeah. I'll let you in with a stranger. What is it? Uber? I know no Uber. Was this an XL? Is this a black?
It's John Legend. It better be.
It better be.
Yeah.
Because if it's a Ford Focus,
right,
that thing's sliding all around.
Yes.
Yeah. It better be an XL.
Has to be.
Put her in a Suburban.
Right.
Something with some four-wheel drive.
Send that girl home in style.
John Legend's being very confusing. John Legend is me in 2018. You're like, dude, what's going on?
Like, wait, what's going
what's
on here?
What's going on what here? What is happening here? That's just, I mean, it didn't go anywhere. Kelly Clarkson.
And the ending here is interesting.
Okay.
Because then she says, there's bound to be talk tomorrow. Like, people are going to talk about this. He says, well, they can talk, but what do they know? She says, at least there will be plenty implied. He says, oh, let them mind their business and go. And then she says, oh, I'm sorry, Murray chimes in.
Murray, now Murray's inside?
Murray chimes in.
How does he get here?
They got to be outside at the car or something. Like, maybe the car door is open. They're talking at the car. Like, he walked her to the car door, opened the door, very chivalrous, very John Legend-esque of
Murray
him.
Murray with the collab.
Murray's just sitting there like, it's cold. Like, my heat's pumping right now. Can we close the door? And then he
they're doing a thing. Also, don't do that in the Uber.
Right.
Kissing. And the Uber's like, hey, I'm working on Christmas Eve. I'm trying to get a bag.
Murray's so like, literally in 30 seconds, I'm allowed to pull away.
Because I got
to
get a yo-yo for my son, who's at daycare right now, because I'm driving Uber.
Yes.
And you guys are canoodling out on the street corner when you should be in the house.
Yes, this should have happened before you called me, guys. And so now Murray says, ma'am, I really can't stay.
Hey,
I got
to
go.
Hey, if the Uber driver verbally says that to you, he's waited 9 of the minutes.
Right.
Already.
Yes.
He already hates you.
He doesn't want to be a bad guy.
No.
Like, don't make me do this, but I'll leave you on the curb.
Ride.
Yes. 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 If you get in, I have to hang out with you now.
Yeah. So I would be like, hey, I got to go. Stop doing this touching each other's hands stuff. Either
right.
get in there and make it happen or wrap this up.
Even Murray's like, John, you're being confusing.
Yeah,
like,
even Murray.
Bro, do you want her to stay or not? Like, what are we doing?
And when the Uber driver's the voice of reason, yeah. It's a wrap, dude. Gosh.
And so the biggest curveball of the whole song is she says, Murray, just go on. Go ahead. You know what? I'm staying.
Whoa, what?
I'm staying.
Hold on. So what happens?
She stays is what it looks
what?
Like.
What?
She says, Murray, just go on.
Without him? Who says that? Or does John Legend say that?
No, she says that. Because John Clarkson Legend says, is the italics here.
What if he gets inside? He's like, nah, I'm not that interested. He was like, I was trying to tell you that I was not interested. He's like, now he's like in the guest room.
He puts her on the couch.
He can sleep in the guest room.
I do have to be up early in the morning, so I just listen, I gotta go do some family stuff. But listen, like, if you want to, you know, take your time, get on here.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you thought this was like a romantic thing?
Oh, sorry.
This is real confusing.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. I
don't know how you would have gotten that impression.
My messages were very mixed because I said the lips look delicious thing. I said you know what, I could see how
I say that to all my friends.
But then I called the Uber. Yeah, you know what, I could see how this would be misleading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look for either.
Tough.
No human wants to be in that situation. But maybe it's called. I have not heard this.
I haven't even listened to the song. I'm just reading the lyrics.
Lydia played it for me, and I told you about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you got to hear this other song. Wild. But then you know what's worse.
What
is the right being like? We stand with the original. Yeah. Like, hey. Like they always do. Like the we couldn't watch. Like 007, we weren't allowed to watch 007 growing up.
Violence?
And, yeah, or whatever. It's sure. Like, and then like 007 is they were like, we're going to have 007 like a woman. And my family's like, we stand with the original 00. Wait, what? We do? I thought, what happened?
Oh, now you guys care.
Yeah, now they're like all those movies that are like, they're like being remade, like different cast or and they're like, we weren't allowed to watch the Bane one.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
all
now,
females.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we stand.
They're like, mm-mm. There's no way you watch Ghostbusters as a kid, right? No way, dude. Yeah.
No. But they're like, then they're like, all right, we're canceling. We're changing Ghostbusters. Like, hey, we, what, like, we're, like, everybody who's, like, everybody would admit, like, yeah, it's probably not. Like, the overtones of the original is not, like.
It's tough.
But it's tough.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
not.
It's foggy. For sure.
No, let's put it this way. In the name of progress, it would not be written like that today.
No.
But that's what progress is.
Right.
Be like, hey, this was at this time. Like, or maybe, but this is not influencing anyone's behavior to like take advantage of women.
You don't think someone's listening to the original and then going out to a bar that night and being like,
maybe. You're in the cancer. Maybe it's
as creepy as could be.
Tip sip of this drink or whatever. Yeah, it says, yeah, just one more drink. What's in this drink?
Check out my basement. Yeah.
What are these tools? Yeah.
So dark.
I took that too far.
Anyway, speaking of spending the night.
Nice transition.
Thank you very much.
Transish. Miracle Brand is an unbelievable pair of sheets that I have on my bed currently tonight.
That I also, too,
you
have
got
on my
too?
Bed. Yes.
You know what? Did they ask you what color you wanted?
No.
They didn't ask me either.
But it's almost like they knew because I got this awesome navy looking color.
All right. Those are mine, too. Mine's sweet. Are a little bit silvery, navy.
Yeah.
Mine's
they have color. A little sheen on them.
Yeah. It's nice, dude. It's nice.
They're sweet.
These are, they sent us these sheets and they were like, hey, if you like these, rep them on the pot. And I slept in them and you slept in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're incredible. I go, I texted you, okay, hey, are we doing the Miracle Brand tomorrow? And I go, let me put these sheets on.
Mm-hmm.
And unbelievable. I don't know the specifics, but they don't get as dirty, right?
I know the specifics.
Okay,
they use silver infused fabrics originally developed by NASA.
Dang.
And these sheets are like, they're thermoregulating. So,
does Elon Musk have anything to do with it? So, NASA is Elon Musk's competitor.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to cancel Elon Musk, these are safe with you.
Yeah. But so it keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. They're also self-cleaning, so these sheets are infused with that natural silver we talked about.
So you never have to wash them. I'm just kidding. You do. Hey. That's not in the copy.
You do have
to
wash them.
That's not in the copy.
But they also prevent 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. So that's 3 times less laundry you have to do for sheets.
When did you start getting into the caring about sheet game,
dude? As soon as I found these.
Yeah. But when you started,
yeah,
like when you go to like a college dorm,
oh yeah,
I was on a twin bed, and I go, just get a I had a comforter and a fitted sheet.
Yeah,
there was
no other top sheet.
No. And then you're like, when I got a house, I go, hey, we should probably get like. Once I started coming in a little bit of money than I had to pay the bills.
Yeah,
it was like, we should probably. I should have a bed.
Let me invest in myself and get
a little bit. I have sheets, and these ones are unbelievable. I will rock these.
Yeah.
Now, they probably have different colors.
I would assume.
I'm guessing.
I'm happy with the navy ones that I have, but
they're unbelievable. Read the tagline. Can you read it?
Yeah. So go to trymiracle.com/net positive. That's trymiracle.com/net positive. Try it today or gift it to somebody special this holiday season. And because you guys are great listeners and we love you and appreciate you, we're giving you a code net positive to save over 40%, and you get 3 free towels.
Who doesn't need the towels?
So sick.
Yeah. We need 3 free towels and put those in the guest room. Then you're balling.
Yeah.
Towels. Yeah. 3 free towels and they're unbelievable quality as well. Miracle. Try miracle.com/net positive. Treat yourself, a friend or a loved one this holiday season.
Nice.
Boom.
Love it. Can I stay with music for just another sec?
Yeah, you go. What do you got?
So this clip went super viral recently.
Now, you know what? Let me, before we start this.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are like trusting in us to like keep them updated. A lot of people say that in the emails.
Like on the news.
You guys are the ones that keep me knowledgeable
right.
about all the stuff.
Right.
And I don't even know about this one.
Well, we have a little bit of a responsibility. This is important.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So this is Camila Cabello.
Okay.
And this is her singing a nice little Christmas tune. I'll just let it play. Did you catch it?
You say it again?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me upgrade. Let me upgrade sound real quick. Upgrading sound.
I was going into the headphones.
Upgrading sound and play. So people are all over her about saying it as Christmas.
Oh, because it's like a kid says it like
as
that.
As if she doesn't know how to pronounce the word. This has been everywhere.
Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas. That's not, but she speaks English.
Yeah,
that's
very well.
Like, yeah.
She's the more I listen to it, the more it's
why
ridiculous.
Why is she saying that?
I don't know.
After this... Why'd she say that?
I don't know, dude.
What are we gonna do next? Go to the Waller Wink? What?
So dumb, dude.
That's a dumb joke.
Snowflakes.
Yeah. What? I don't understand why she did that.
I don't know either.
I've seen like some screw ups on like the national anthem where they don't know the words.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
I think she was going for like a Marilyn Monroe "Happy Birthday, Mr. President" thing, kind of like "Happy Birthday."
Oh yeah.
A little sultry.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. What are the Christmas. Comments? The comments are killing her, right?
Oh, people are all over it.
Ah, yeah. I hate to see it.
People saying, "I'll be home for Christmas too."
If anybody with a speech impediment.
Right.
No, that's not a speech impediment. That's like a kid.
That's just a creative choice.
Can't say it's ours.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely Christmas. Tough. Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas.
When you go home for Christmas, do you have a...
That's a great video.
Do you have a real do you have a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
We got... We didn't celebrate Christmas like all growing up.
Oh, for real?
It was too commercial. It was the commercialization of Jesus' birth that we didn't believe in it.
Did you celebrate?
What's Andrew saying?
I don't know. What was that? Andrew just looked at me. What?
My question was that I was going to ask you is, did you know of Santa when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. No, dude. We didn't believe in that.
None of that?
No, way too commercial.
What did you do?
Well, my grandmother believed in Christmas, so she would get us gifts.
Okay.
So we'd go to her house.
Nice.
And they would get us gifts. So we didn't have a tree. We didn't have a Santa. We had a Christmas Eve service at my dad's church.
Cool.
We would go to that. And then we would drive to my grandma's house.
Nice.
And she was all Christmased out.
Yeah.
She had a tree. Back in the fake trees that haven't been around till the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You're talking about growing up?
Yeah.
There was no fake trees.
Right.
That didn't really exist.
We always had a real one.
Yeah. Always. We always had a real one. Yeah. I never have gone to get one. Like this is the first year.
It's overrated.
Going to cut one down?
Yeah, you've missed out on nothing.
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah. Well, we go to my grandma's house, but I don't remember presents being under it. Because that's like the tree's out for like a month and every day you see more gifts piling up in there. Mm. That's like the whole thing, right?
That's
never,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, I never had that. We didn't have, we have a tree now.
Yeah.
But my parents, what?
Did you know of like, did you know that other kids were?
Yeah, I'd go to other kids' houses and I would see them. Yeah, because I like my buddy Isaac. Like, no.
How did you deal with that?
I don't, we just never had one. Yeah. I go, I don't know. It's not, we don't do this in this house.
It's all you knew.
Yeah, wow. That's how we did it. We didn't do it. Yeah. We just didn't do that in our house. Yeah. Yeah. We had, it was like the commercialization is what we didn't really believe in.
Yeah.
And my mom's side of the family, they don't celebrate still.
We used to sing happy birthday to Jesus on Christmas morning.
Really?
Yep.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah. I like to think he enjoyed it.
Yeah. 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 He's like, hey, I got nothing to do with it. Like, I think God's like,
he's like, this isn't really the
he's
day.
Like, eh. like, hey, it's fine. Like, he was like, hey, we're keeping Christ in Christmas. He's like, hey, so you can go around and like celebrate the elves and the fat guy can come down your chimney. He goes, you got rid of me like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the Starbucks cup.
Dude, I lost this battle.
Yeah. The Starbucks.
Centuries ago.
The Starbucks cup. That's what the who tried to cancel that?
The right did.
The right. Yeah. The right. Yeah. Because it was like happy holidays.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to keep God at Christmas. And right. God's like, hey, it's fine. Like, it's like the 10 commandments on like a plaque in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just school is just overrun with like crime. And like, God's like, yes, I'm good. He's like, yeah, I don't like you could like, let's get some metal detectors in here. You can take the plaques down.
Yeah.
Like, or let's start like, let's
baby
start,
steps here. Baby
yeah,
steps.
Yeah. Let's start like having some therapy sessions for the kids and like maybe checking in on the kids' home lives and seeing if they're okay. Like, I know you want like the 10 commandments out up top here, but like, I'm good.
Let's ease into it.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's ease into
hey,
those
I tell
10,
you what, you if know? You want to honor me, like some of these kids like are having a tough time like having meals at night. So send them home with a ham sandwich. Maybe let's start there. Yeah. You can act like me. We can take the 10 commandments down. Yeah.
Another transition. Speaking of meals, our protester of the week.
Oh, I sent you this one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great find.
Oh, this is unbelievable. No, all right. And I can't take credit for it. Somebody, a listener, sent this in.
There it is.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
If you're listening to the podcast, this is a protester with a cardboard sign out in front of Costco, inside Costco.
Yep.
In front of the deli.
The snack bar.
The snack bar.
Yeah.
And he said, enough is enough. Keep hot dogs $1.50.
Yeah. Which I stand with this man.
Get this man on the pot.
Yes.
Get this man also on the pot.
And he makes a great point here.
A great
enough
point.
Is enough.
Enough is
like
enough.
Like when I've had enough,
yeah,
that's enough.
That's enough.
I've never had enough and then gone, I wish it was more.
And you know where the place of the most access, you know where the most excess is?
Where?
Costco.
That's right.
In bulk.
Yes.
Everything you have, enough.
Plenty.
This is the place of enough.
Yes.
They
said, oh, you thought you had enough?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, we're at Costco, dude. Everybody knows those hot dogs are baller. And that's kind of like
it's so good, dude.
It's
the pizza,
like
too.
It's kind of like a loss leader.
Nice.
Like
yeah.
They want you already paying $100 a year to be in here.
Yes.
Like we're not making money if we raise this triple.
Yes.
We're not still profiting.
To Nathan's point, this is the opposite of Soho House.
The opposite.
This
Thank
is
you.
Hey, it's yes. Like Coke here is probably chill. I can see the snack bar.
This
they
is the
have
opposite
it for free
of Soho
on the
House.
Little thing.
Yeah. And if you I got a hot dog, if you come back and you go, "Can I get another hot dog? I don't have any money." They go, "Yeah, sure. You got a cart full of $8,000 worth of stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
And you got mayonnaise for the next year and a half. Take a hot dog, dude.
Here, man.
Take two.
Have a refill of your hot dog, bro.
I would take a girl on a date. You've seen that.
To Costco?
No, have you seen that? That bar. It was on Barstool. The guy was showing the girl his Costco membership.
Yes.
That's
yes.
great. Dude.
Classic.
And she was like, yo.
She was like, wow. All right, cool. Oh, executive member. Oh, wow. All right. I see. That's like $120 a year. Oh,
Barstool.
Wow.
Barstool does have a great. I don't know who does that.
The social?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barstool's great sense of humor.
Yeah, dude.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because they're always kind of chiming in like ways that are funny.
Yeah.
Like the videos are funny. That's, I don't know. That didn't come from Barstool. No,
no, this is Middle Class Fancy.
Shout out Middle Class Fancy. We always want to credit where we got the where we got it from.
So funny, man. Yeah, I stand with this guy for sure. I hope they don't raise the prices. And that, that has been a real thing going around, is that they may raise the prices on the snack bar.
And it says 150 on the back.
Yeah.
It says 150 on the back.
We got to keep it there.
We got to keep it. Protect this man.
I love this guy. I want to know more about him. I need a story. Like, who are you?
And why are people walking in the back like they're not paying attention?
And they're about to buy a hot dog for $1.50, so they better stand with this guy.
Dude, like, they should know. And probably they're going to put, if you buy a latte with vegan milk in there. Yeah. How much time we got left?
We're rolling. We're about an hour.
All right, about an hour. We should wrap this up.
We can run a couple more.
Okay. Well, I just want to talk about, the, what's his name from Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, the DJ.
Yeah, the DJ that committed suicide.
Yeah, let me get his name right. I don't want to get that wrong.
Yeah. I just want to talk about that for 1 second.
Stephen Boss.
Stephen Boss.
He went by Twitch.
Twitch. Yeah, yeah. DJ Twitch. Yeah, they passed away, which is unbelievably sad.
Yes.
We don't have any jokes about that, obviously. No. Nothing, no level of, this is not funny, obviously, but like, I read the article that he didn't want to do it at his house. And so he walked, he left, he didn't want, he walked 15 minutes to a local hotel and did it in there.
Committed suicide.
That,
yeah.
The depth and the loneliness on that walk.
Yeah.
I haven't been to that level of darkness, but I've been down there.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine that level of isolation.
Do you think there's any part of him that, I mean, such speculation, but like, do you think there's any part of him wishing he bumped into somebody on the way? You know what I mean? Like, that's.
Well, everybody. So that's what I kind of wanted to talk about, because you see that and you don't, and it makes you uncomfortable. Yeah. It makes you uncomfortable because that, if there was a guy that was happy, you'd be like, well, it's got to be that guy. Like, that guy is obviously a celebrity on some levels, or like Ellen, all they ever do is play music and dance and like make people give joy. They really, it's not about getting laughter, but like they're making great money and they're successful. But and I bet, knowing what I know about being in the public eye a little bit, and then also, like, is Ellen still on air?
I think so.
Is he still with her?
Like, has he been on the show?
Is he on the show?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I should have looked that up before. But it's just a wild thing to think. And you're, it's almost as if you had hope that guy was happy. Mm-hmm. And you see it and you go, man, it's, I don't know him, obviously. It's so hard to take in.
Celebrated his 9th wedding anniversary just days before. Yeah, it seems like most people's takeaway too is like, yo, check on your friends, whether they're friends you think you need to be concerned about if they're your happy friends. Yeah. Like, check on your friends.
Let me just say before we go on that I've been down there, pretty far down there. They always would ask when I was in rehab, like, do you wish you were alive? And you'd be like, no. But then they go, do you have any specific plans for suicide? Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, have you, like, there's one thing to be like, I don't, like, I've been, like, on an airplane and be like, I wish if this plane went down, I wouldn't care. Like, that's just a level of, like, kind of despair versus, like, I'm going to end my life. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about this in my shows, that there's somebody commits suicide every 40 seconds in America, every 40 seconds. And so what suicide is, and when I was the closest to it, it was the current situation is untenable. So you can no longer continue in the current situation. And then the future, you don't see a way out, right? So if you're a human, can endure the worst possible. If you're a prisoner of war, but you know that in a month you're going to be rescued, a human can endure all horrific, like, chemotherapy is horrible. They're like, I got 8 rounds of this, and if I complete these 8 rounds, I am, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll live cancer free, I'm going to be in prison for 5 years. Once I get out, then I can go back to be with my family. If there is an end,
there's a finish line
to your current And it might be maybe next year I get a raise, or I find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or I get a new car. If there's an end to your current situation, then the human spirit can endure anything.
Mm.
And that's when you go, this current situation is terrible and I can't see a way out of it.
Mm.
And that's what that is. And it makes people uncomfortable to read about that, because everyone is like, I don't think, maybe not everyone, but everyone's like been in that, around that headspace for mm-hmm. a little bit. And what's funny is the same with the, I was like kind of making a joke, but like the virtue signaling, like people like check on your friends.
Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, here's what not to do. Be like, hey, you're depressed, right? Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I go, don't just like,
there's a way to do
don't
that.
Just start firing off, because you're like, hey, dude, I know you like lost your job, and like I've seen on Instagram that like you've been like gaining some weight. Like you're depressed, right? Like, and I saw that like somebody passed away. So like, are you good? Like, don't
the way.
Do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like in church where they're like, hey, when you were growing up, like go find your lost friends mm-hmm. and like invite them
yes.
to church. Dude, if I found out that I was the lost friend, I go, oh, hold on. I'm him.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that if you invite a lost friend that you win a free mountain bike,
yeah.
I would be pissed, dude. The most.
Oh, I'm just checking a box here.
Oh, hold on.
Got it.
They're like, go find some wayward people.
Mm-hmm.
And like some people that are like really, really lost and like they clearly are not doing well, and invite them to church. And then you find out like homework assignment from the week was like, go find a lost person.
You start looking around, you realize everyone has a plus one.
You're like, wait,
what's the comp? Oh, none of us have been here before. Wait a second.
Wait, am I this? Oh, I'm like, that's like a guy that like you were like, hey, dude, just come over. Like, I want to have like coffee. And then you get there like, all right, so I have this product. And you're like, oh, dang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dang it.
The worst.
Well, so
what's the way to do it?
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Yeah,
the check on your friends, because also when I've been in the darkness, those texts did mean the world.
Mm.
And I got letters, phone calls, emails, texts, everything. And people just checking in. And that does, there's no suicide, I can imagine. There's no more lonelier and isolating place.
Yeah.
There's no more. And depression is also very isolating, mm-hmm. very alone. So that you get kind of off there by yourself a little bit. So mm-hmm. before I had this premise that I was like, well, I'm going to check in on 10 people.
Nice.
But yesterday I did it.
Nice.
But I go, it's important when you go, we know how we feel about people virtue signal on the mm-hmm. internet. Before you post that, you have to, how many have you have to check in with? You got to check in with 10.
You got to do something.
Before you're allowed to post that,
yeah.
You check in with 10.
Yeah.
Because that's everybody's like, I stand with Ukraine. And you've done what?
Yeah.
You have to, standing with them is not posting. Standing is doing something.
Be about it.
Yeah. So even if I have a friend that's from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like every now and then be like, just listen to like, she's speaking about the tragedies going on in Ukraine. I'm like, I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
Well, how does that make you feel? Like that, at least that's the only way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something. You what can't those, just post the stand.
What do those texts look like?
Well, it's important that they say, check on your people.
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't texts that are out of the ordinary for me to like
yes.
say to people.
Yeah.
And also I thought about, I did more people because I was like, well, I don't want the people that if they listen to this podcast,
yeah.
they're like, wait, did you check on me?
Right.
Thought I was depressed.
Right.
So you can't check on depressed people only because, hey.
Well, you don't know. That's the whole point. You don't know.
And,
you should check in on your people, period. Like that's, it's a habit.
Checking in on your people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and here's how suicide works. You know who you wouldn't have checked on? This guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy would not be on anyone's list to check in on.
Yep.
I don't know him. Sure. I don't know his personal life, but in terms of-
That's what people are saying. People who are close to him, they're saying that about him.
What?
Like he's not the guy that you would think you need to check in on.
And nor is it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Nor is it ever.
Yeah.
And I was in a situation where there's this girl that was like, I don't know to what level of mental illness that she was dealing with, but she said that she was going to commit suicide, mm-hmm. telling me, it's like, if I don't return her text, she's going to commit suicide.
Yikes.
And all the, and, but then my therapist, I, cause I was, that's a heavy thing to put on another person.
Yeah.
A very heavy thing to put on another person. I was talking to my therapist and I was like, she goes, well, that's a, that person's not going to commit suicide.
Usually not.
And I don't want to put that out there, yeah. but like, that's not how that works.
Typically.
Yes. Typically. That's not how that works. It's like these people that look like they're, you would have never thought.
Yeah. Right? Well, and because of that, like that's reason why you should check on everybody.
Yeah.
Because you like, you have no idea. And it's really just, I think, a takeaway of like, love your people.
Yeah.
And, like and, anybody and also, that you touch in that way, like you should hit them up and see how they're yeah. doing. Period.
And I think the important part is also your people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could reach outside of my like net a little bit, but like the guys I roll with and family,
mm-hmm.
those are like I would consider to be my people.
Yeah.
And they're like, those are the people like don't DM celebrity. Like that's not your people.
Yeah.
And it could be kind of out of pocket for you, like, hey, somebody that you don't like. Like when I was like in the meet and greet at my show,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "How you doing?" I'm like, "Ah, oh, I'm doing good, man. Good to be out here." Like, "No, how you really doing?" I'm mm-hmm. like, "Dude, you're not the person for this.
Yes,
this is not your. This is not.
I'm
like
not going to open up to you, man.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah,
the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like
you're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, you're not that guy.
Yeah,
it's never used like that.
No,
how you really doing? I'm like, what? No, yeah.
How would you? I want to be practical.
Yeah,
here. If you're going to text me and check in on
yeah.
me. How do you, what does that text say?
I would say if I was talking to you specifically,
sure.
I'd be like, I follow you on socials. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, dude, what are you guys doing for the holiday?
So it has nothing to do it with checking in on, you know what I mean?
No, it's not, is checking in on.
No, but yeah, meaning yeah, it's, yeah. you're not like, hey man, wanted to see how you've been feeling.
No,
like
dude.
That's not what, that's what I want to be clear
would
on.
You
like,
want,
that's not what
would
that
you
is.
Want that?
No. Unless,
no,
unless I, we've it, already kind of.
I would accept that text from. Two people.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
It's two.
Well, and that said, I'd rather it be a phone call. If it's, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
if it's
going to
be that serious,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
give two me a call, FaceTime me, like, let's two get
people.
Coffee
so checking in on your people is hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Dude, I saw that thing that y'all did last weekend at the, that looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys doing for the holiday?
Mm-hmm.
You want to grab lunch next week?
Mm-hmm.
Like something, I mean, that's man to man though. Women are
sure.
different.
Sure.
Like, how are you really doing? I'd be like, I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to do the pod. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm busy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm busy. But I think, I think just the what you put into the world, mm-hmm. dude, there's a lot of like, I was looking at.
It's less what you say. It's more that you're checking in. Mm-hmm. That's I think more what it is.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't need to give somebody a TED talk.
No.
Just the thought of you hit them up and we're like, hey man, how's things? What's going
our
on?
Thing, and put some positivity in the world. And I think
yeah.
that's what this podcast does.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of people that are like, dude, like, I just don't want to put negativity in. There's plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty. I was looking back at somebody was talking about a tweet from somebody that had tweeted something like at me negatively in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go screenshot that tweet and send it to a buddy that we thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like thousands of comments like negatively toward me and they're all still there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, put that into the world. I mean, we speak about people on this podcast. Mm-hmm. This is like a very Christmassy, like wrap up the year type message. Anyway, kids. Yeah. But we want to bring positivity in anybody that
yeah.
and joy and anybody that I was with a we made a joke about a guy on like 4 years ago in a video and I saw him and it was just like he knew and mm-hmm. I knew and it's just like and I hated it
yeah
because like negative like. Energy and there are friends that I need to apologize to and that I've seen out. I go, oh, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to live in that's the whole message of Christmas, bro. Peace on earth.
Though. There it is, man.
Peace on earth. Any shout outs you want to make for Christmas? Where are you guys going? Where are you going?
I'm going to my couch. That's it.
Going to your couch.
Yeah, I was serious when I was saying we just do nothing and watch Christmas movies. That's all we're doing.
All right. And we'll be back. We'll do one right after Christmas.
Yeah, we'll be back before the new year. That'll be the last reminder to go over to the new channel. So go ahead and hit that.
Yeah.
Subscribe to that new one.
And if you give, if you're giving someone John Chris tickets for Christmas, please, please, please. Somebody sent me a video of, I don't know if I should say this or not. I'll say it anonymously. Somebody gifted someone my book.
Yeah.
And they opened it and then kissed it and then licked it.
Nice.
They sent it to me.
Big literature fan, obviously.
Yeah, big literature. Yeah. I go, I don't need to see this.
Licorice.
You cannot.
Licorature.
How about don't send this to me? If somebody has an out-of-pocket, I can't post that, but somebody has it out. Yeah.
That was a little off-brand for you.
You're hoping somebody would be like, I guess that'd be funny if you did this whole elaborate situation. They opened up and like, oh, I was hoping it was somebody else. Oh, I was hoping it was Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, I was hoping for Celtics tickets. Sorry. All right.
John Christ.
Who is this? John Christ? Who?
Don't tag me in that one. Merry Christmas, everybody. How long have we been doing the pod? This is what,
34?
34 episodes. Episode we love 34. It. Hey, we're only building up steam.
Love it,
2023
man.
Is going to be fire. Mm-hmm. Lucas, check in with us after Christmas and tell us what you got for Christmas.
Yes.
We out. We'll see you next week. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry everybody. Christmas, everybody. Enjoy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive. I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.